A promise is a promise. That is bum. Oh my goodness. I promised to be here at 6:30 and I didn't quite make it. Well, it's not just myself actually today. It is myself and Deb Cohen. Now she has run off around the corner. She's doing something. She'll be back in a minute. But we just listened to some bum, which is very exciting. Now bum are going to be playing. Yeah, this is going to be their first local real show. Aside from sort of this secret show they played back in the fall. But so Bum are going to be opening for the Flaming Groovies. And I don't want to say the Groovy Ghoulies because I always confuse those two. But so it's going to be the Flaming Groovies and it's going to be, I believe, at the Rickshaw. So Saturday night, I've got my ticket. And I'm super excited. So go check them out. Now, Bum were formed back in 1990 in Victoria. They're from Victoria. They lasted till about 97 or so. And they had one full-length record, Wanna Smash Sensation. And that song we just heard, A Promise is a Promise, is from that. Those guys toured extensively across the States, Canada. I believe they even made it to Spain. I know they did. Yes. And, oh, hey, here's Deb. Hi, Deb. Hello. Come join us. Okay. Here's a headphone. Thanks. There you go. And I don't know, which mic is that hooked up with? Is it that one?
It's right in the middle.
It's right in the middle. Okay, you know what? Just maybe if you go on mic two. Number three. Let's put you on. So this is Deb. Come on down. Say hello.
Hello.
Let's see.
I didn't know that this was happening.
Can you hear yourself?
Maybe.
Okay, here. Tell me when you can hear yourself.
I think, oh yeah.
Oh, that's it. That's the mic. Okay, good. So on air with us tonight, we have Deb Cohen. And Deb is in her own project. Do you call it a project or a band or a solo deal?
It's a musical project.
Okay, that's kind of how I refer to it too, as a project. And it's called Dancer in the Dark. And you want to tell us a little bit about it? You know what I'll do? How about you talk about it while I get it up. How does that sound? Tell us. Okay, how about I just ask you some questions?
I didn't know that. I thought I was just visiting.
No.
I didn't know that I was going to be questioned
here. I already did that. Okay, Bandcamp. Let's go. So it's Dancer in the Dark on Bandcamp, right?
Yes.
All right, good. Let's find you. Okay, so we'll talk about... we don't have to talk too much about you, but we'll talk a little bit about you.
Okay.
And your band, Dancer in the Dark.
All right.
So... okay, can you tell us, first of all, what song do you want to hear? We got Dead End Trail, Poison.
Ooh, let's go not to any of those ones.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Let's go to...
Just tell me.
Either Time Enough at Last.
Okay, Time Enough at Last.
Or, yes.
How do I find that?
Oh, what are you looking under?
I don't know. I've got Bandcamp up.
Yeah, there should be a bunch that are under their singles.
Oh, under singles. Oh, yes. Here it is. On this side?
Yes.
Aha.
Those are the songs I like better.
Okay, what's it called?
Time Enough at Last.
Time Enough at Last. Okay, I see. I can't recall. Oh, more releases.
Yes.
Monster in the Sea. Oh, fewer releases. Okay. I can't recall. All I Ever Wanted.
Or All I Ever Wanted.
We'll listen to that in a bit. So that's coming up. So we're going to listen to some of your music. But in the meantime, let me just preface. First of all, my name's Anita B. We rushed in. We were kind of late. My fault. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Now Deb used to be in a band with a lot of success, The Organ, right?
Yes, played in that band.
Yes, and you played the guitar in that band, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and you guys were super awesome, and I really quite liked the organ. Yes. And then back in, 07 or so, you guys split up. Mm-hmm. The band broke up, and then you went on your own way.
Yeah.
Yes. So do you want to maybe take it from there? Tell us what happened.
I guess I still like writing music, so I just kept going. Lately, I've been playing more synthesizers because... I find it way more fun. Mm-hmm. And so I guess the songs are more synthesizer based. And yeah, I just write on all of my instruments. I stick myself in my little room and write some songs.
Yeah. And so you're multi-talented. I've come to discover that you can play everything. Like you play drums, which is awesome.
Yep.
And you play... So on Dancing in the Dark, do you play guitar as well?
Yes.
So you play And the bass, too?
On the recordings, I played all the instruments except for my friend Jen Foster. She played the drums.
Oh, my God.
I wrote the drum parts with her.
That's amazing. So you play the bass.
Yeah.
The guitar. Did you play your red telly in Dancing in the Dark?
No, that's actually Katie's old guitar.
Oh, from the organ.
Yeah. I have a Telecaster as well. It's a nice rosewood one.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting. And so all these songs that you've put together here, when did they first come out? Like, when did you first?
Well, the six that I have on, they were their own release.
Okay.
I did those quite a few years ago, but I re-recorded them and made them better because they were just really basic. And then, so I went to another studio. I think some people know about Little Red Sounds.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So
Felix Fung.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I re-recorded them with him.
Oh, cool.
And they turned out fantastic.
Oh, good.
And yeah, and that was already, I think that was about 3 years ago.
Wow.
So, they've been sitting around since then.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, and you happen to be looking for a keyboard player, correct?
Indeed.
Yes.
Where are all of you?
Where are the keyboard players? Because you want somebody who can tour as well, correct?
Correct.
Yes. So if you can tour and you are half decent, actually good.
Please be good.
Call us here at 604-822-2487 and you can just talk to us. But let's move on. Let's hear some music. Let's hear is it All I Ever Wanted? Is that the one you want to hear?
Sure.
Does that sound good for now?
Sure.
Okay, then I'll dig out some other songs, okay? This here is Dancer in the Dark with the song All I Ever Wanted on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It's coming. It's coming, folks. I hit the button. There we go.
Be We'll be right back.
All right, that right there was one of my favorite organ songs. I also like the song Brother. Do you like the song Brother?
At one point, I liked it.
Yeah, oh, here. Hold on. Sorry. Okay, I've got Deb Cohn in the studio with us here on CITR. And we just heard the organ. And that is a band. Well, first of all, we heard the song Fire in the Ocean from the EP Thieves. And Deb used to play guitar in the organ. Now, that EP was released after you guys broke up, correct?
Correct. That is right.
Yes. Was there any question about were you going to release it or... Was it questionable? Because, I mean, the band was already, had been...
Honestly, it was so long ago, I don't remember entirely what the situation was, but we ended up deciding to record those songs as we wanted them.
Oh, yeah, you recorded after you broke up.
Yes.
Oh, that's what it was. You guys actually recorded, not released it. Wow. Yeah. And was it, I mean, do you mind me asking, was it tense?
It was strange and not everybody was there at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. No. What an interesting situation.
But I mean, it turned out nicely, and we recorded it on Galliano Island, which was nice. So we were, you know, in a nice environment.
Oh, Galliano Island. Wow. Yeah. Now, Deb, of course, I actually played three songs from different bands of hers. We heard the organ, and then we heard Mode Modern, who is a band that Deb went on tour with not that long ago. Like, what, about a year ago?
About a year ago. I just filled in on keyboards because their keyboard player couldn't go with them. So, yeah, that was...
And it was Europe, right?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was. I hadn't done that in almost... 10.
Oh my God.
Let's say 10 years. That's a long time.
Yeah, because the organ also toured Europe, right?
Yeah.
God, you've done a lot of Europe and you've lived in Europe?
I lived in the UK. Yes.
Yeah.
I lived in London for on and off for a couple of years.
Oh, that's crazy. So, Mode Modern, we heard the song Strangle the Shadows from the record released about a year ago or so, year and a half ago. No, 2014. Yeah, about a year ago. So, that Occult Delight. Now, Felix Fung used to be in this band, you said, right?
Yes, he did.
Okay, so no longer.
No longer.
No longer, yep. And then, then we heard something from her band, Dancer in the Dark, with All I Ever Wanted. Now, if you want to go check out her stuff, you can go to her Bandcamp, which is dancerinthedark.bandcamp.com. Oh, hey, we also have more Deb coming up someplace.
What do you mean?
We have High Waisted.
Oh, yeah.
Deb is also in a band here locally called High Waisted. And High Waisted is comprised of Shane Sharp. You've got Sarah Graves.
Yes.
Deb, of course, on keyboards.
Yes.
What's your drummer's name again?
Katie, of course.
Yeah, Katie.
She plays in a few other local bands,
Oh, she's too. In Lié.
Lié.
Oh, we should play some Lié.
Yes.
And then the guitar player is Newish. What's his name?
His name is Steven.
Steven.
Yes. I do not know his last name.
Okay, so Steven. Yeah, Steven High Waisted. So we'll play some of that in a bit, and then we'll listen to some Lié. Oh, maybe we'll listen to some Lié right now. Why don't we try that? I got in here late. Not well, I was like, yeah, sorry. So I got in late, and I'm a little bit sort of like going by the seat of my pants here, which is not that uncommon. So now Lié, L-I-E, with a little apostrophe or something. Not apostrophe, like a French thing. What's that called?
Yes.
An accent. Lié. Bandcamp. Here we are. I just found it. So anyways, point being, I'm just not fully prepared. So, oh yeah, here we are. I found the Bandcamp. So you can go to the find Lié here online. And it's all girls, correct?
Correct.
Do you know how many girls are in the band?
I believe there's three of them.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I know they went on tour just in the fall. I want to say in the States or something. So awesome. So this is, I've never seen them live. I've seen them, I know they play a lot. So let's hear the song. What should we hear? Well, let's hear the song here called Consent. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B. And this, with us in the studio is Deb Cohn. And we're going to listen to the song Consent by Lié.
Nobody hurts somebody. Hey, UBC, you know what's easier to get over than your midterm grades?
A 12-foot wall!
Grab four friends and
swim, sprint, bike, run, and storm the wall!
Don't miss out on one of UBC's most iconic experiences. Register by March 13th.
March 13th at stormthewall.ca. No need to be afraid of heights when four friends have your back. Storm the wall, get over it! Come experience it! March 22nd to March 26th.
That Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken.
Play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show.
Is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Well, Deb, what do you want me to do?
About what?
I don't know. That was the song. What do you want me to do? That was The Smugglers covering The Pointed Sticks, actually, which is a great song. And you can find that on this compilation, which is amazing. And I think it's rare. It's called A Collection of Canadian Punk Rock Covers, O Canada. And it's put out by Lance Rock Records back in 1995. And it has all these really cool bands like Teen Generate, Bomb, like The Smugglers. You've got The Evaporators, Man or Astro Man, covering all Canadian bands such as like Teenage Head, Subhumans, The Pointed Sticks. We just heard that was a Pointed Sticks cover. The Modernettes. Yes. So look at that. So many good songs on this record. And yes. All right. Now it is 7:28. You're listening to my show. It's Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B, and we have Deb here in the studio. So Deb Cohen, we've actually played four songs in four separate bands that include you. That's a lot. That's impressive.
It's kind of a lot. I didn't realize I did that many things.
Well, I know. It's like, wow. So we just heard, okay, so we heard The Smugglers. Before that, we heard the band that Deb is currently in. It's called High Waisted. And we heard a single of theirs. It's new. It's called Hot Date. And I was telling her about how much I love that song. And do you want to tell us a little bit about High Waisted? Or how about I ask you some questions about High Waisted? Okay, so there are five of you guys, right?
There are five of us.
There are five of you guys. You guys just recently played a show. It was like on a Friday. And I got to say, considering there were like 18 bands on the bill, that was at the Hindenburg.
There were quite a few.
That was crazy. I think it was like a Music Waste kickoff thing. Is that what it was?
It was.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was a fun show. I was there to see you guys. And who else was on that bill that I really... Who else? There's somebody else I really wanted to see.
First, who played first?
Oh, Sarah Cordingley. That's right. Yes. My good friend and drummer bandmate. She's in Ace Martin's, his band.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, they're really good, huh? That was the first time I've seen them. Three-piece, and they were early on. So it was like you two were the first two bands. And then I was like, okay, I could go home. No. If you're in any of those later bands, you guys were awesome. No, I don't know. But so High Waisted is comprised of you on keyboards, and there's Shane Sharp on, who's now on the bass.
Yeah, we switched him over to... bass.
Oh, we already had this conversation, didn't we?
Yes, I think so.
I think so. Yes, I'm going on. I'm like, and I'm not even drunk. I'm like deja vu. I'm talking again to myself about things we just discussed. But okay, here's, you guys just did a video, right? A video was done.
I wasn't able to make it for the video,
which is a shame,
but they did a video.
Yeah.
And they had fun.
Yeah, and I hear
Squamish.
Yeah, Shane was telling me that there's actually going to be like a video release party.
There is.
Yeah. It's in May.
It's in May, and I don't know the exact date.
Yeah, he was saying that. So that's fun. And I guess at a video release party, you show the video. How does that work?
I would hope so.
I don't know. It just seems like so funny. Like, I mean, there's album release parties, and then there's like video release parties. Yeah. Anything to get us out. Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah. I like watching videos.
Yeah, good. Awesome. So let's see. Oh, now back to your other band, Dancer in the Dark, your main sort of soul, the soul of you. Now you're still looking for a keyboard player.
I would love to find a keyboard player in this city. They are few and far between.
Yes, which is a shame. And I guess until you find one.
No live shows.
No live shows. That's what I was going to ask him. Like, okay, when are you playing next? Well, you're not. Sorry.
No live shows until I have a keyboard player.
So there you go, people. We need a keyboard player. And so to be a, here's a stupid question, because I play minimal instruments. I play the bass. That's what I do. I play the drums, actually, but I don't play the keyboards. Now, when you play keyboards in a band, yes, do you need to know how to do the notes, just like on guitar? Like, you have to have multiple fingers.
What do you mean? Do you need to know how to do
just like, no, I'm just like thinking out loud. I'm like, I could be your keyboard player.
Your fingers have to know where they're going, but it's all about.
But you don't keys, have, like, or like, you know, yeah.
You don't have to read music. I actually don't read music.
Oh, okay.
So you just have to.
You
I
can maybe
know.
Train me.
People are trainable. Some people are trainable, and some people aren't. I've tried.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I know. I'm now just putting my foot in my mouth. I'm like, I could like maybe hit some keys. I don't know, Deb. What are we gonna listen to next? What do you think?
What do we have out?
I don't
there?
Know. We could listen to some Dish Rags. That's a good song.
Sure.
I love the Dish Rags. These guys. Do you know anything about them?
I don't. I need a lesson.
Okay, Anita can teach you a lesson on the Dish Rags. So, the Dish Rags, three girls out of Victoria from around 1980 or so, around that era. And they were young, like 15 years old young when they got together. I was just reading a little article about them. And they put out, I'm trying to remember. I think they put out one record. What did I just do with this here? Actually, I have a little book here. This is very nice. This is my handy-dandy Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, double CD deal. And it's got, like, check this out. Look at this. It's got, isn't that nice? It's got, it's like
a full-on booklet.
I know. It's a full-on booklet. There's two, because there's two CDs in here. This, oh, you got the pointed sticks. Let's see if I can find the dish rags. Here it is. Originally from Victoria. Yep. Mm-hmm. They held, okay, 1977 is about when they started. And it says here, they were initially called Dee Dee and the Dish Rags in honor of Dee Dee Ramone, who was their idol. And this song, I Don't Love You, was the first song recorded for the Vancouver compilation LP of 1979. Yes. Now they went on. Oh, look at this. The Dish Rags had the honor of both opening and closing for the Ramones in Seattle. That'd be nice. Wow. Nice, huh? With the Dish Rags having opened for Dee Dee and the Boys, Joey was too ill to perform, so the Dish Rags finished the show for them. Hmm. Huh. Look at that. Yeah. Okay, now they went on to form a band that my band played with. Back at the Pick, the Piccadilly. I'm trying to remember the name of the band now. It was like two of the Dish Rags girls. No, maybe it was one of them plus a guy from the Pointed Sticks.
Okay.
Bill Napier Hemi or something. And they were in a band called, I know, of course, now that I'm saying it, I don't remember it. But you know what I can do? I can look it up and then I could even, they were on Mint Records. They put out a record on Mint. And then we can maybe play it. So here we go. This is the Dish Rags. And do I have it queued up properly? Song 7? Nope. Song 6. Okay. We're good, folks. We'll be back, I think, hopefully, with some of the other band that the Dish Rags are in. So this here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Let's hope this works. Nope, that's not it. Well, I'm so good at messing everything up. Hey, do you want to hear my latest thing, Deb?
Yes.
I'm not just good at messing stuff up. Here, turn on your mic.
Anita has great stories.
Oh, no, they're not really that good. But I'll say this much. I lose. I've been losing so much stuff lately. Do you want to hear the latest I've been losing? So I lost a check, I think, for $1,000.
Oh,
that's a good
no.
one. This is in addition to, in the summer, losing a check for $5,000. I'm not making this crap up. You can't not.
How do you lose
a check for $5,000? I don't know. I'm good at it, though.
Well, I hope
so.
It was canceled before.
No, I know. I had to actually cancel it. So in the summer, I lost a check for $5,000. Most recently, I seem to have misplaced a check for $1,000. On top of that, I've lost, I think you probably heard me going on about my hoodie. I lost my navy blue hoodie, my dear. I would wear it underneath my, you know, my jean jacket, my leather jacket, etc. Loved it. Totally lost it. Now, here's the clincher.
Uh-oh.
I also lost a $100 Gap gift card. So I couldn't even replace my stupid hoodie with, like, I was like, oh, I have a gift card for $100 at the Gap so I can buy a hoodie. And then I lost that one, too. Like, how do I lose all of that stuff?
The universe can be a very unfriendly place.
Oh, I'm just seriously, I'm just a loser. That's exactly what I do.
No.
I lose stuff. So never, ever when we're out, this is why I need to tell everybody now. This is why I'm talking about this
don't
on air.
Don't give anything to you.
Don't give me anything. Don't give me keys. Don't give me your phone to hold. Don't give me anything of any kind of importance because I will misplace it.
Did you misplace my bicycle pump?
No, that was not me. Sorry. No, you've been looking for your bicycle pump. Now, if you find my hoodie in the search for your bicycle pump,
okay,
then we're good. All right, now we have the Dish Rags, I believe, because I lost that last song. Duh. All right, the station is CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Yes, and that band there was Volumizer. That's what I was going on about in terms of the band that was formed from at least one of the Dish Rags. And Deb here, who I have in the studio with me, you were probably in the organ when you played shows with Volumizer.
Yes.
Yes, because your old band, The Organ, was on Mint Records also.
We were. Sorry, I don't talk on the radio.
No, that's okay. She's kind of zoning out, looking through this book, this little booklet. That's okay. So Volumizer was that mystery band that I was like, what are they? Yeah, what was the deal? Now, they were comprised of Bill Napier Hemme, who was from the Pointed Sticks. There was Rodney Graham, who was from a band called You Jerks from back when. Jade Blade was the Dish Rag in question, and a girl named Shannon Oksanen, who was actually a visual artist. That's who those guys were. And we played with them at the Pick. And do you remember playing with them someplace?
I don't remember where it was.
Uh-huh.
The Pick was the place to be back then.
Yeah, I remember
then.
That.
We played so many shows at the Pick.
Oh, me too.
Really.
I love the Pick.
That was my favorite place.
Me too. I totally missed the Pick. Remember the downstairs band room?
Yes.
Wasn't there a pool table down there? Or maybe not.
I don't remember.
I just remember it being like almost like you felt like it was going to... It was almost like a dungeon.
It was a dungeon.
Yeah, like you go down and it was just kind of creepy. And
I like those things.
But yeah, I just remember drinking like lots of beer down there. Good times. Oh, yes. That was back when. Okay, so who else did we hear? Oh, yeah, we heard the Dish Rags. So let's move on and let's hear some more Canadian music because that is why we are here. I'm just kind of running around like confused. So let's hear something from, which is what I always do. Let's hear something from more Canadian bands, which is what the show is all about. Let's hear the Evaporators. We haven't listened to those guys in a while. Let's hear something from a compilation from back when out of Australia called On Guard for Thee. It is a collection of Canada's Youth Gone Bad. We're going to hear song number 18, which is called Grouse Mountain Scenic Railway. This is the Evaporators I'm talking about. And yeah, my name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we'll talk a little bit more with Deb Cohen, my buddy and local musician, when I get back. And until then, let's listen to the Evaporators.
Working on the railway. well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Events presents LA-based indie rock shoegazers Francisco the Man
and Big Heart performing music from their debut album
Loose Ends from Fat Possum Records
in Vancouver, March 28th at the Media Club. Advance tickets available now at Ticketfy.com, UnionEvents.com,
Zulu Records, and Red Cat Records.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Now, that band we just heard was Duotang. Yeah, I haven't played those guys in a while. That was from their 1996 record, Smash the Ships and Raise the Beams. Those guys were also a Mint Records band. We heard the song The Message, which was from that record. Plus, then we heard some Nervous Talk in there before that with the song Different Person. And actually, just a couple weeks ago, I had Joel Butler from Nervous Talk in the studio avec moi, talking with some other Hosehead people about his upcoming record, which is coming out in the next month or two. Yeah, I love Nervous Talk. And there you go. Now, Deb Cohen has been with me. Thank you for coming down and hanging out with me. That was really nice.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're the best. and it looks like we're done. We have about 5 more minutes until Val comes on with her show, Folk Oasis. So last, parting words. Let's see. What can you tell us? What's going on, Deb? Anything exciting? She's giving this look like, just shut up. I don't want to
talk. Exciting? I've been living in a haunted house for the past week.
That's true.
Exciting. But I'll be leaving there in hopefully a couple weeks.
And Deb has been on this. I've been sort of with her on it, following her on Facebook. She's been on this like months upon months upon months, like never ending like search for a new apartment. Correct? It's been months.
Correct.
Dude.
It's been like I've been looking for a place to live for almost 6 months.
That's crazy.
And they're mobs. You go to see an apartment and there's like a mob of 30 people. But I got lucky finally. It's in a friend's building. So I got lucky. And the building manager said to me when he saw it, he was like, I don't want to deal with this mob. He was like, and then he's like, it's yours if you want it, but don't tell the mob. Otherwise, I'm going to get mobbed.
Oh my God. I you know, it's amazing what you're telling me because if you didn't live through this, I would not believe it.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
And I don't want to, I don't want to say where you got an apartment because I don't want people to stalk you. But I'll say this much. It's in a killer location. Can I say it's around Main Street?
Yeah.
She's like, no.
It's on Main Street.
It's just off Main Street. And it's like the best location ever. She's like, and I'm going to be at her place partying.
Good.
Okay. Awesome. So yay for us. Yay for me. Good job, Deb. We'll
Thanks.
Be hanging out at your place. Actually, I'll be finding my own place soon. So we'll just see. You're done your search, which is good. Mm-hmm. And mine is starting up like tomorrow, pretty much, because I'm looking to get a new place myself. And I'm doing what you were doing like last month. I'm just going through all my stuff. And so if anybody follows me on Instagram or whatever, you will see like you were pulling out.
Nobody
like,
wanted any of my stuff that I wanted to give away for free, which is weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was pulling out old childhood journals which were with
so
pictures
cute.
Attached that were funny.
I like your Tinkerbell like perfume.
Oh, yeah. I found my bottle of Tinkerbell perfume. It's like, I'll never grow up.
Oh, no. I know. So I'll probably be doing the same thing. I already started posting like Throwback Thursday junk. My whole entire life is a Throwback Thursday. It's like, oh my God, all the stuff I'm coming across. I was telling you my old cheerleading uniform. It's like, why do I have that? I don't know. But maybe next Halloween, I'll have to go out as a cheerleader. Yes.
Have one last hurrah.
And I'll be wearing this like 22-inch waist. It's like 20 inches. It looks like an 8-year-old can't even fit in it. I don't understand how that could have been mine. But okay, anyways, I think we are done here. I think Val is coming up. Oh, so I'll play an ad here for Free the Children, and we'll be back. I'll be back in 2 weeks, so 6:30 until 8. This is my Canadian music show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Thanks for joining me. Now, you can always get the stuff podcast, too. So if you think, hey, you missed a show, just go to CITR.ca, and you can find any show podcasted. And there you go. Thanks, guys, for listening, and I will see you in a couple weeks.
Presents the 19th annual EG Fest. The Association of Professional Engineers and Geoscientists of Vancouver and the Vancouver Public Library presents the 19th Annual EG Fest. Do you know what engineers and geoscientists do? Have you ever wondered how to become one? Come to the 19th Annual EG Fest this March 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. EG Fest is a one-day event held during National Engineering and Geoscience Month. There will be lots of companies, organizations, and student teams showcasing their work. There will be interactive displays. This free event is great for the entire family. For more information, please search for the Association of Professional Engineers and Geoscientists of BC online. And come check out the 19th Annual EG Fest this March 21st.
Tired of winter's bitter cold weather? Join UBC's Free the Children as they welcome back spring with a huge concert, Equinox. My soul is on fire. On Friday, March 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Pit Pub, featuring live music from Labidos, Color the Wild, Collect Call, System Skyline, Colin Weeks with the Banana Boys, and a surprise DJ. This will surely be a night you don't want to miss. Friday, March 20th, 2015.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.